Welcome, listeners, to ADAP's podcast 365. ADAP is every day and every way. Today, I'm so happy to welcome Bilal Kazmi, my guest on the podcast. Bilal Kazmi is with Sahara Cares. Bilal, please tell us about what you do and more about who you are.
Thank you so much, Rahima, for having us. It's a pleasure to be on Podcast 365. My name is Bilal Kazmi. I'm the Elder Care Specialist at the South Asian Helpline and Referral Agency, also known as SAHARA. SAHARA is a approximately 30-year-old community development organization based in Southern California that assists the South Asian community as well as adjacent communities and all communities with health and healthcare access. We work on DV and sexual assault, elder abuse, citizenship, immigration, social services within Southern California. I've been with SAHARA for 3 years now. I initially started off as someone that worked on collaborations, but now I am the elder care specialist. So I specifically work with seniors in the community that have been abandoned, abused, neglected. And this can be by, you know, someone in their family, a caretaker, a system, the institution. We see all different types of cases.
Excellent, Bilal. I'm really, really so thrilled to have you on today. I know we're going to learn so much from you and all the services that you provide, to our respected elders and even community at large. You know, I want to ask you also, Bilal, I want to know more about who the interview presentation is intended for today. Is it more for the first generation South Asian community members, or is it more for mature senior adults?
I believe, well, since as SAHARA, we are an organization that combats all forms of abuse, whether that's systemic, institutional, interpersonal, familial. So I feel that our presentation or our conversation today should be geared toward the general public, everyone and anyone.
Absolutely. Excellent. No, that's so perfect, because even for our services at ADAP, we, even though it's Asian American Drug Abuse Program, we were born out of the 70s when we had a number of youth die from drug overdose. However, today and all through these years, we're geared towards the community and everyone in the community. As we also know, drug abuse does not discriminate. So wonderful. So wonderful to have you on. And let's get into our first question. For some of our bicultural listeners, just as I am as well, I'm half Malaysian, half Pakistani Indian. We've grown up in immigrant families, and I'm sure many of the communities, they can relate, Bilal, to our South Asian family dynamics. I'd like you to first share, which groups of people are considered South Asians, especially in our beautiful Southern California, South Asian diaspora and community.
So technically speaking, someone from South Asia or someone having South Asian heritage mm-hmm. would be either an immigrant or the children of immigrants. That could be first, second, third generations from either India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, Sri Lanka, or Bhutan. But okay. Sometimes South Asia also encompasses Burma, Myanmar, and Afghanistan as well. But however, the way the diaspora is of South Asians, we have people of South Asian descent who are in, Indo-Caribbean, who are East African, who are also like yourself from Indonesia, Malaysia. South right. Asians historically settled all over the world.
Excellent. Yeah, I just, in little insert there, I remember years ago, about 20 plus years ago, I had made some very close family friends, and we learned that they were South Asians, but from Guyana. It the mix is so awesome, so amazing, wonderful. I love that you, Bilal, you and Sahara Cares provides those kind of services to the very wide range of South Asians that reach all across the world.
Definitely.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bilal. Can you please tell us about what are some effective ways to reach others who speak different South Asian dialects? Both you and I, I'm so happy. We both speak Urdu. Hum thora sa baat kar sakte hain Urdu mein. And मैं तो कहती हूँ कि बिलाल का उर्दू तो मुझसे बहुत मस्त है. मेरा तो थोड़ा सा
ऐसी कोई बात नहीं है,
सो आई जस्ट सेड
ऐसी बिल्कुल
दैट
कोई बात नहीं।
बिलाल्स उर्दू इज मच मच नाइसर देन माइन. एंड फिर बिलाल प्लीज हमको बताइए, प्लीज टेल अस.
Sure. So we, our staff is very diverse. And what's very important about Sahara is that keeping that in mind, that the South Asian community is so diverse,
excellent,
linguistically, yes, religiously, culturally, ethnically. We are a very diverse group of people. We're not a monolith. So it's very important for us to keep in mind when reaching out to communities that we try to do so in a manner that's culturally appropriate to, these communities, these linguistic groups, religious groups, ethnic groups, cultural groups. Our staff currently speaks Hindi, Urdu, Bangla, Punjabi, Gujarati, Tamil, and Telugu. So we speak some of the major languages,
right,
of the subcontinent. So it's very important for us to have staff that are familiar with these communities, that are from these communities and invested in these communities when we're doing outreach. Familiarity is a very important key.
Absolutely.
In getting trust of community members. So I can go ahead and say that in Urdu now as well, to attempt to say that in Urdu. Sahara aisa idara hai, yani ke aisa sansta hai, जहाँ हम इस चीज़ को बहुत ज़रूरी समझते हैं कि साउथ एशिया के जितने भी कम्युनिटीज़ हैं, ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा हम उनको रिप्रेजेंट करें, उनसे हम अपने सर्विसेज या जो हम उनको मदद प्रोवाइड करते हैं, हम उनको दस्तयाब करें या दें. तो इसलिए हम ये समझते हैं कि ज़बान और ज़बान समझना, हमारे लोगों का ज़बान समझना, उनसे बात करना बहुत ज़रूरी है. हम हिंदी, उर्दू, बंगला, गुजराती, तमिल और तेलुगु बोलते हैं. तो ज़्यादातर जो मेजर लिंग्विस्टिक ग्रुप्स हैं या जो ज़ुबानें हैं हम उनसे, या भाषाएं हैं, हम उनसे बात कर सकते हैं.
ज़बरदस्त, ज़बरदस्त बिलाल, एक्सलेंट. Well, this leads me into actually something Kelsey, my coworker, she brought up, Bilal, that we're kind of gonna link that to the our pandemic that all of us have really, really was just extremely challenging for us, for many we suffered from. Kelsey brought up that there is a CDC and even translatecovid.org translates COVID-19 prevention information into 50 different languages, but many people, many of our community members, hamare log jo hain, they may not know about this. So Bilal, share with us, aap bataiye humko ke aap kaise outreach ko conduct karte hain. How do you conduct this outreach, even again when like CDC, these are some really big websites and organizations, they have the translation services out there, we don't know about them.
So during the beginning of the pandemic, we created a lot of social media videos, mm-hmm, as well as flyers in three of the most widely spoken languages in the communities that we work with. So even though we do speak some of the South Indian languages, as well as Bangla for our Bangladeshi community, what we encounter in Southern California the most are Hindi speakers, Urdu speakers, and Gujarati speakers. Yeah. So what we did was we went ahead and made several videos about COVID precautions, COVID care, what to do, what social distancing is, how to enact social distancing in our surroundings. We made those videos in each of our the languages most commonly spoken.
Yes.
And we then went ahead and distributed those videos on our social media. And WhatsApp is also commonly, as you probably know, is very commonly used by especially the elderly members of our community. So we were able to distribute those, both verbal audio video messaging, as well as written flyers in the native languages as well, too, to get the word out there as to what COVID is, what the basic awareness and precautions and safety measures are regarding the pandemic, as well as the laws at that time. The laws were constantly changing, rules and regulations surrounding the pandemic and social distancing, the stay at home orders, the safer at home orders. So we were able to translate all that and get the word out into the community. So that was one effective way that we were able to communicate what the CDC was trying to say, but more in a culturally appropriate and specific manner.
That's right. You know, I actually, when Tammy Sheikh, who is my dear sister and friend who connected me to you, Bilal, I went online, you know, I did my little investigative research, and your video with Sahara Cares came up, the one where you are speaking, I believe you are speaking Urdu. Sometimes the dialects can cross over, but you're speaking Urdu and doing a wonderful video on how to wash your hair.
Yes, I remember that
one. I sent it to my mother. Mom, please forgive me. But mom said, oh, I don't do it quite like that. I said, aapko karne chahiye mummy, because Bilal ne aise bola hai.
Yes.
So my mother, you must do it like that, because Bilal said this and he's the specialist. No, but excellent, excellent video.
Thank you.
I hope the podcast, I can put the link, share that video. You did a wonderful,
thank you so much.
Demonstration. I love that. Yeah. Go ahead, Bilal. Sure.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You know, I know. I just wanted to say, even for the WhatsApp, absolutely, with all my khalas, my aunties, my peace and love to all of them and my cousins, we all connect through WhatsApp, and it is one of the best ways. I love that Sahara Cares use that method.
Yeah, definitely. ये बहुत ज़रूरी था, हमने ये समझा था उस वक्त के भी कि काफी सारे information जो है या जो जानकारी है COVID-19 के बारे में ज़्यादा हमारे community को दस्तयाब नहीं था या उनको मिलना बड़ा मुश्किल था. काफी सारे अफवाहें भी फैल रही थी COVID-19 के बारे में. लोगों ने समझा था कि कम से कम हिंदी, उर्दू, गुजराती और बंगला में हम ऐसे वीडियोस बनाएं जाके, ताकि ज्यादा से ज्यादा हमारे बिरादरी वालों को मिले और उनको समझ, वो लोग समझ सकें कि COVID-19 क्या है, ये किस किस्म का खतरा है और इसे किस तरह हम बच सकते हैं.
बिल्कुल सही बात है. टू ट्रांसलेट, बिलाल सेड दैट इट वाज, यू नो, ऑफ ऑप्टिमम वैल्यू एंड ऑलमोस्ट vital that these videos be translated and communicated through WhatsApp. It has really ravaged not only just India, many of the other countries, even Europe. You know, we know about this through Italy and so forth, but at least for the South Asian diaspora, Sahara Cares really did just A+ move to put that kind of, you know, used it as your other self, your other social media platform. Super effective, Bilal.
And then another thing is that one thing that we see with our community is that many of them, there is this myth of the model minority, that South Asians do economically or socially better than other immigrant communities or other communities of color.
Correct.
In America, which isn't necessarily true. We have a huge undocumented community. We have many people that work in the service industry and rely on, you know, day-to-day labor and work in order to feed their families. That's social distancing social distancing was a privilege for many of our community members.
Absolutely.
For example, people that work in the grocery stores, they work in restaurants, they, you know, they're Uber drivers, they're rideshare drivers. They still had to continue their work in order to put food on the table. So it's very important to get this messaging out for them, especially.
Very, very crucial. We have hundreds and thousands of essential workers in our community.
Definitely.
And what you did was you and Sahara Cares and your team, really priceless. Bilal, thank you so much for that. Which leads me into my next question, actually almost perfectly. And in this, in a way, not that I want to say unfortunately, but yes, it can be unfortunate because COVID, there is no doubt, many things, it does not discriminate. How do you reduce the rumors and myths? I can really relate to this. And it was actually super scary for me. I don't have to go into who it was, but people who I love, and I care for, and vice versa, you know, to encourage certain people to get the vaccine and, you know, to deal with these rumors and myths and old wives' tales per se, you know, how did you, you know, we know about some of them, Bilal, becoming infertile and altering the DNA, goodness, you know, what will happen in the future if I get this vaccine? You know, am I going to like morph into something?
Exactly.
You know, this has this been even also one studied enough? And also, how did you deal with that? I'm sure that came up.
Well, of course, it did, definitely, for sure. Constantly, you know, during our initial messaging in the community, whether it was talking to community members, because our services were still continuing throughout the pandemic. Right. We were continuing to provide all the services we do to elder abuse victims, domestic violence victims, social, you know, sexual assault survivors,
yes,
as well as community members who need to navigate the social services throughout the pandemic. We continued our work. And as a matter of fact, our the amount of care and support did have increased throughout the beginning with our social messaging and video messaging. We were very, very keen on saying, please do not listen to rumors. There is the resources on the CDC website. Go by that. That is the only source. There is translated information out there. WhatsApp can be a good thing, but at the same time, it can also be a bad thing as well, too, because there's like these endless circling forwards of ridiculous,
ridiculous
rumors. Yeah. Exactly. So right. Constantly, you know, a lot of it with that, thankfully, you were also able to do a lot of education in the community. Like, what is actual news? What is it, you know, actual news? What is fake news? What is, you know, what is a rumor? Right. Is this something that you can verify from a trusted website? So educating community members, that also took place as well too. So we were constantly just communicating with them and expressing to them that only go with, you know, what, you know, the news, particularly trusted news sources, are telling us,
right.
And to go with what the CDC is saying. It's really unfortunate also throughout the pandemic, or during the beginning of the pandemic in South Asia, the pandemic was also very highly politicized, and it Absolutely. Took an extreme communal turn in nature. The pandemic was used as an excuse to kind of persecute or demonize certain ethnic groups and communities that the governments of those countries might right. ill intent towards. So we were definitely, you know, also communicating with community members that the coronavirus isn't specific to any particular religious group, ethnic group, linguistic group. It can affect anyone. So it's, you know, better to take greater precaution for yourself and your loved ones. So that was very important, communicating that to community members as well.
Excellent. Bilal, thank you for that. And really, yes, that's super important, how you navigated those, you know, rumors and myths that are definitely, you know, flourished seemingly quite a bit when COVID really hit.
And we're continuing the practices. Our office is now, you know, we were, most of us were working from home, and we were only right. seeing clients in our office on an emergency basis.
Right.
But now that, you know, the restrictions have been lifted, we're starting to see more and more clients and come into yes. the office more.
Yes.
However, we still have a mask mandate in our office. We still Excellent. Wear masks at all times. I'm not wearing one because I'm sitting in a separate
yeah,
office.
By yourself. Right.
But just, you know, we understand, especially working with vulnerable sections of our community,
oh, many 100%.
People are still prone to a lot of illness. So we still do carry out the mask mandate in our office when dealing with clients and dealing with one another as well.
Oh, that's so excellent. Yeah, no, I'm totally behind you and support you and am with you on that. It's really great. Super happy, you know, Sahara Cares does that. Also at ADAP, we're really still implementing a lot of safety measures. Dr. Yelba is actually our doctor on board, and she's been wonderful in advising our HR department. So it's really excellent, you know, to have that kind of support and protection. Is this something also, Bilal, on the radar for, you know, your client population? Does this interfere with, you know, like when you outreach to the groups, you know, the idea of like the new strains, does it sway them in any which way, maybe to get the vaccine or even still have fear of it? I was hoping you could tell more about that.
Keeping in mind that we have to respect folks' anatomy over their bodies and agency over their bodies, we can't force them. to get the vaccine or not to get the vaccine, but the most we can do is encourage them and educate them on the benefits of the vaccine. And, you know, just as you might have come across people that are, you know, anti-vax, so have we. But again, it's just educating them and letting them know that these are the benefits, these are the guidelines. Throughout the pandemic, especially with our elderly population, as well as, you know, vulnerable community members that aren't aware of how to book a vaccination or where to go to get vaccinated, we were booking, going through the city websites, the city health websites, going through booking their appointments for them and even accompanying them to their vaccinations.
Wonderful.
Something we were doing throughout the pandemic, just to make sure that they were comfortable, you know, if they didn't have English capacity, didn't understand what was going on, or didn't have, like, you know, the tech skills to go ahead and book the appointment. Because initially, if you remember, it was very tedious just to, you know, on the LA City website, it was very tedious to even get an appointment. So helping them through that process, getting them appointments and accompanying them was something that we did throughout to make sure that, you know, those that wanted to but did not have the means were able to get vaccinated. We also partnered with Joy of Sharing here in Norwalk, California, and they were able to administer, you know, several thousand vaccines, not only to the South Asian community in Southern California, but adjacent communities as well too. So Sahara was very implemental in facilitating the vaccines there and getting word out and encouraging community members to come and get vaccinated. What I think was helpful was, as Joy of Sharing is a South Asian organization as well, the familiarity of where people went prior to the pandemic, a community center was very important in gaining people's trust and getting the their vaccines done.
Right. Excellent. Wow. That's really important. Yeah. So you really also, I mean, I know that, but your efforts are also really strong, and just even just being there as support staff for your clients. That's really
Definitely.
And many people need that. Even for someone like me, like I was, both my husband and I, we were a little bit unsure of, like, well, okay, what do we do? You know, but we just, it's nicer when you have, you know, staff like at Sahara Cares that can help you through that process. It's wonderful. Again, being culturally and linguistically sensitive. That's excellent, Bilal. Thank you so much for that. We've come to our final question, Bilal. You can help me with the word in Urdu. So for some of our listeners who will enjoy in our mother tongue language, what are some of the hopeful and prevention words you can tell our listeners, Bilal, who may be depressed or, you know, fed up, frustrated? I'm sure all of us have felt that. Some of us have, you know, may have not experienced an actual death, but there are many, many who are grieving loss, and it's a direct, you know, direct loss within their family or friend circle. Maybe you can translate and give us the word. I'm not sure of the word of hope in Urdu, but aap bata sakte humko ke hamare log jo hain, hamare mulk, hamare nizab jo hain, wo kaise aap hope ka prevention ke, you know, alfaz mein bata sakte hain, jo jin logon jo hain depressed hain ya mushkilat mein aaye hain aur unke family mein maut bhi hui hai, please aapko hum bataiye, please tell us.
So the meaning of Sahara is support in both Hindi and Urdu and many of the South Asian dialects. So that's one thing that many people can remember, is that we're here to support and we are listening. Right. Like, those are the very basic things that we always reiterate to the community, that Sahara is here to support and we're always listening. And that, you know, our name, it means support. And we have lots of resources to the community members. You know, we have a 24/7 hotline. We provide assistance with mental health, social services, again, domestic violence, sexual assault, elder abuse, citizenship, and immigration. So community members are free and welcome to call. Our phone number is 562-402-4132. Sahara, hum log sab ye jante hain ki Sahara ka kya matlab hai. Sahara ka matlab ye hai ki hum aapke liye madad karne ke liye tayyar hain. हम हमेशा सुनने के लिए तैयार हैं और आपके साथ हैं. आपको कोई भी किस्म की मुश्किलात हो आप हमें फोन कर सकते हैं. हमारा फोन नंबर है 562-402-4132.
Wonderful, Bilal. This today was so so special, and I hope you know we can provide this podcast as again means of support, of education, and of hope and sahara ke liye, you know, for that support that that you and the staff, your executive director, all of you provide to the communities at large. Bilal, I have another question for you. This is a bit sensitive topic. Koi logon ke liye maybe baat nahi karne chahte hain iske bare mein. There is, you know, quite a bit of denial, I believe, when it comes to drug addiction, to drug use, to alcohol abuse, any kind of addiction. I am very curious, and I want our listeners to hear about, you know, any feedback you can give us on drug addiction and anything you have come across in your caseloads, Bilal.
Thank you. I think that is a very important question, Rahima, that you touched upon, and a very vital question. I think addiction and substance abuse, like many other issues in the South Asian community surrounding abuse, so whether that is domestic violence or sexual assault, or, you know, any type of exploitation that takes place, I think that these are very, very highly stigmatized topics of conversation. And community members don't very easily come forward to talk about neither of these issues, whether it's, you know, being abused, or, you know, being a substance abuser, or being a family member of a substance abuser, someone struggling with addiction. There is a great deal of stigma. People don't want to openly talk about it. They're afraid that this information will get out in the community. They will be shamed. They might be, you know, boycotted. People will avoid them. So it's very important for us to always reassure community members, whatever service that they're trying to seek out, or any type of help that they need, that all of our services are 100% confidential.
Absolutely.
So we keep that, all that information, you know, amongst us and the client. And we do have resources for support for those struggling with substance abuse and addiction. So it's definitely, it is an issue in the community. It's something that is very rarely talked about. And we saw that during the pandemic, there was a huge increase in various forms of abuse that was taking place, as well as addiction. People were at home. There were higher tensions in the home. If you have an abuser in the household, people were in lockdown, safer at home. So the rates of violence went up, the rates of abuse went up, the rates of addiction went up. So therefore, keeping all that in mind, constantly assured our clients that we are here, all their services are confidential. And, you know, whether we were able to help them in-house with our mental health therapy and counseling services, which we provide in long-term case management, or get them outside help in referrals that they need to tackle substance abuse and addiction, whether it was with themselves or a family member. Because we also understand that substance abuse and addiction affects other people as well too, not just the person themselves that might be addicted or have issues of substance abuse.
Wow, Bilal. You know, we have a motto at ADAP that we change lives and save families. You do the same thing. You change lives and you save families. You save individuals even.
And looking at these, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
And then looking at a lot of these issues, they are, you know, they're interconnected.
Absolutely.
Definitely. When we look at issues within the South Asian community or other adjacent communities, when we look at issues of poverty, and we look at issues of discrimination, institutional abuse, racism, we see that issues of domestic violence, sexual assault, substance abuse, addiction are all interconnected, right? So one thing that we really value at Sahara is working with clients on a long-term individual basis and providing a holistic form of support and care to seek out how we can resolve their issues, because it's not usually just one issue. There's several.
There are several layers. Absolutely.
Definitely.
It's almost like, you know, in our substance, in our treatment programs, how I've always seen it, is that, you know, to me, like our treatment, it's our core of ADAP below. But when we go through the rehab process, it's almost like peeling the banana.
You have
different layers of peeling, different layers of healing as well. And
there's a long-term process, because many people that we are working with, they have trauma that's often intergenerational.
Yes.
You know, something that they've been going through. It could be a very young person who's recently experienced trauma or abuse, but it could be also a person who's experienced that type of violence since childhood.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it takes long-term it's a very long-term process. That's why I believe in long-term personal care, to unlearn and undo a lot of the trauma that people have.
Yeah, many times it's not something that just happened yesterday. It comes from very deep ingrained roots from childhood, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And is there anything else you would like to leave us with?
It was a pleasure, Rahima, speaking with you. I also look forward to working with you and your agency more in the future.
Definitely.
And again, Sahara is listening and we are here to support.
Wonderful. Bilal, thank you so much. And for you listeners, please, if you have any questions or need any support, please contact Bilal or any of the staff at Sahara Cares. And we look forward to seeing you again next week. Bilal, thanks again.
Thank you, Rahima.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.